This is the Harry Minute. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Harry Minute. Thank you for listening. I am so appreciative every time you stream this podcast. It really means a lot to me, so thank you. I just want to give a little bit of a life update, right? It was the 29th of March, and it was around 7 p.m. I was on my couch in my living room, and I started bawling. Like, I started crying uncontrollably. It wasn't the first time, and I don't know if it's going to be the last, but I was crying nonstop. It was almost as though I felt like there was no hope for me anymore, in a very weird way. I was in the middle of a mental breakdown. At the time, I didn't know why, right? I didn't understand why. All I knew was that it felt like I was struggling to breathe, like I was drowning and screaming for help, and no one could hear me. I felt really alone at that moment, and it was as if, you know, rock bottom. I was like lying down on rock bottom. Just looking back, like, the signs were there, and you know, there were little triggers along the way. I mean, a lot had happened, like, from last year, you know, when we're like in the heat of the pandemic, you know, into this year, and like there were so many life changes happening, and it was almost as though life was catching up to me really fast. So much was going on career-wise, so much was going on in my personal life. So much was going on with my family. It was almost as though, like, all these changes were happening drastically, you know, and I didn't have any form of control. It was like I was drowning and screaming for help and no one could hear me. These triggers had shown up in different areas of my life. And I actually, you know, I needed help. I needed professional help because I was really, really, really overwhelmed. I'm just saying all of this to apologize for being MIA. Life has been happening to me and I'm still trying to make sense of it. You know, I really want to release episodes weekly, but I haven't had motivation in a while, if I'm being very honest. You know, I've had different episode ideas, but I haven't gotten the motivation to actually sit down and record them because of the phase I'm in. But things are going to get better. So it's not all like dark and gloomy. I'm optimistic about that. I'm taking steps to renew my mind and get back to the healthy place that I once was. But I just really hope that you're patient and you're supportive with me on this journey that I'm on. I really hope you continue to support the Harry Minutes, however way you can. It would be really nice if you follow the podcast on all your favorite streaming platforms and share it with your friends. And you can also stream my first documentary film titled Defiance, Voices of a New Generation. It is currently available on YouTube and has been screened at the Out Film Festival in Nairobi and also DC Queer Flicks in Washington, DC in the United States of America. But most importantly, I want to just thank you for the support, for constantly listening, and for allowing me to be open and vulnerable. More episodes are going to come really, really soon. And trust me, expect more episodes. I mean, I've paid for the hosting. So I can't afford to let my money go to waste, but please continue to support, whether it's the podcast or anything that I do, I really will appreciate it. I like to think I'm growing a community of people who are passionate about life, love, and, you know, reforms in the world, basically. So thank you again. This is the Harry Minute. Bye for now.